thinking? Okay. This is Biblical Hebrew Grammar Class, Leda Hill, February 7th, 2019. All right. We have a tradition. Before we start the class, we stand up and we face east. And it so happens east is over there. And we recite the Shema. Well, this is our college director, Mr. Jacob Gandalf.
Hello. Fresh off the press.
There we go.
These things. So, what I'll do, you keep teaching.
Uh-huh. And you're just going to spread it. Okay. So, everybody, look on the screen. Okay. Let's see. Let's see if we can do this. Let's read it first, and then we'll chant it. And those who knows how to chant it, please make it louder. Say it louder. Okay. It says, Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad Baruch Shem Kevod Malchuto Leolam. Let's do it. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Baruch Shem Kevod, Malchuto Leolam Vaed. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Blessed be his glorious name, whose kingdom is forever and ever. Amen. While Mr. Gantos is here, I want to ask him to open us up in prayer.
First of all, thank you so much for coming in. This is, so the Bible College has been in existence since 2010. And once in a while, we find some classes that pique a lot of people's interest. And if you can't tell, Hebrew is one of those classes that pique a lot of people's interest. And so over the past couple of years, this classes related to this that Leda's been teaching have gotten the most attendance from Maranatha Chapel. And so it's really exciting to see a class that has 50 signups. I mean, for a small Bible college like us, it's pretty amazing. And so thank you so much for coming in and learning his language.
Amen.
So,
amen.
All right. So I'll go ahead and pray for you guys. Father, I pray over each one of these people today, Father.
Yes, God.
Lord, we acknowledge that you are God. We acknowledge your sovereignty, Father. We acknowledge our sonship and daughtership. Lord, that you have chosen us before the foundations of the world to be your sons and daughters. Mm-hmm. Father, we thank you for the Word of God, mm-hmm. for the Bible that we can learn and study, Lord, in our nation, which allows us to do so, Father. We are thankful for that, God. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that everything that goes on in this class, Father, would draw us closer mm-hmm. to you and your Son and your Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, that as your son prayed in John 17, that we would be one with him, Father, as you are with your son. Father, I pray that each one of us not only would grow in communion with one another, Father, through this class, but that we ultimately would become one with you. Mm-hmm. Lord, that is the whole purpose of our Christian walk, Lord, is to be conformed into the image of Christ. And so, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that everything that's done, that's talked about, mm-hmm. that's learned, mm-hmm. Lord, would do exactly that. That we would be conformed into the image of your perfect Son, Jesus. Yes. Lord, that the scriptures would come alive in a way that they never have come alive before. Yes. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to learn these things, God. And I pray a special blessing mm-hmm. over each person here. Lord, I pray for their families. Mm-hmm. Lord, the relationships of their fathers and daughters and husbands and wives, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for their homes As they go back to their homes, Father, I pray that the Spirit of God would be undeniably present within their lives and within the relationships that they form over these next 10 to 14 weeks. Lord, we love you, and we ask all these things in the precious and powerful name of your Son, Jesus, Yeshua. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Thank you again.
You may be seated. Do we need more chairs? We have chairs over there. I saw Jerry coming in.
The last seat.
Okay. And
Here's my right hand.
Anyway, we just recited Shema. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. You say Echad? That's one thing that we're going to learn is to pronounce the letters. And one of this letter is one of the letters is very problematic. This is the word Chet. Chet. It's like, you know, you have a phlegm. There you go. The Shema is found in Deuteronomy 6:4. This is the central prayer of the Jewish people. They say this in the synagogues every Saturday, twice. And they say it in the morning, during their prayer time, in the afternoon, and in the evening before they go to bed. Okay, remember in the book of Mark, Jesus was asked, somebody asked him, said, Rabbi, what is the greatest commandment? What did Jesus say? He said, Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Is that the greatest commandment? No? Okay, the greatest commandment is after the Shema, Be'ahavtai, Adonai Elohecha, Be'kol Levavcha, Be'kol Nafshecha, Be'kol Me'avdecha, Be'kol Me'avdecha. Thou shalt love the Lord with all your heart, and with all your mind, and with all your soul. Now, why did Jesus say the Shema before the Be'ahavta, before the love to your God with all your heart? Because back then, there's no such thing as chapters, no verses, no numbering, just letters, just words. So what they did is they did landmarks. So this is the landmark of the greatest commandment in the Bible, which is love your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. This is the landmark. So it became a central prayer of the Jewish people. All right. So, I love to sing. Do you?
Yes.
Yes.
Then, so we're going to learn a song. I'm going to X this out. And I will be sending you the Shema with the Hebrew words through email. So there is a page of paper that's running around, and I want you to sign in and make sure you write down your email if I don't have it already. Okay, so let's do the singing. Let's read it first. I hope you can see it very well. Can you see it from the back? Can you say Gadol?
Gadol.
Elohai.
Elohai.
Shiruki.
Shiruki.
Gadol.
Gadol.
Elohai.
Elohai.
Kol Echad.
Kol Echad.
Yire.
Yire.
Ki Gadol.
Ki Gadol.
Elohai.
Elohai.
Next one is Shem.
Shem.
Me'al.
Me'al.
Kol Shem.
Kol Shem.
Otcha.
Ra'ui.
Lehalel.
Libi.
Yashir.
Kigadol.
Elohai.
Elohai.
Okay. And you will recognize the tune.
Yeah.
There's an E, the A and I instead of him, because this is the E at the end, or the I at the end, is a pronominal suffix that makes Elohim becomes my God. So Gadol Elohai is great, my God. In Hebrew, there is no linking verb. No is, no are, no am, no where, no was. Okay, so here, literally, it's saying, great, my God. Shiru is sing.
Okay? Shir, the word shir is song. So shiru is a command. Have you heard of the word hallelujah? Hallelujah? Everybody knows hallelujah.
Yes.
Now, the word hallelujah is a compound word. Hallelu, just like shiru. Shiru means, hey you, you all, sing. Hallelu is also a command. Hallelu means, yeah, hey you guys, praise. Who do I praise? Yah. Yah is a short for Yahweh. So hallelujah is actually me asking everybody, hallelujah. Okay, so when we pray and praise, let's put it in context, okay? Because when you're saying hallelujah, hallelujah, who are you asking to praise God when you're saying hallelujah? Okay, so whenever the Jewish people hear us pray, you know, with the hallelujah, they get confused. I'm like, who is this person talking to, asking to? Nobody's there. You got it? Okay, shiru. Shiru is sing, command. Ki, ki is a very short word, one syllable. Ki means because. Gadol Elohai, my God is great, or great my God. Kol is all. Echad, oh, the word echad again, just like in the Shema. Echad is one. Kol echad means all one. Yireh will see that. Gadol Elohai. This is, you know, the translation from English. I think Chris Tomlin sang that, wrote this song. Okay, this was sung by Joshua Aaron. He's a Messianic Jewish person. And wrote this beautiful song. Shem. Can you say Shem?
Shem.
Yes, that is the Shem that is one of the sons of Noah. Sons of Noah. Noah. The Chet again. Noah had three sons. Yafet, well, wait a minute. Yeah, Yafet, which is Japheth. Shem, and? Not Ham. Fom. Okay? Shem is literally means name. Okay? Me'al means above. And then all. Shem, name. So, name above all names. Should be artistic license. This did not become a plural word. Otcha is you. Otcha ra'ui. Ra'ui is worthy. Lehalel. There's the halel, like in hallelujah. Okay. You worthy to be praised. Libi is from the word lev. There's the E again, like the E over here. Lev is heart. And then when I change it to Libi, it becomes my heart. Libi. Yashir. Shir here is the same root word as shiru. Yashir means my heart will sing. Kigadol Elohai. Because my God is great. Beautiful song. All right. So, hello. My name is Lida Hill. I'm your Biblical Hebrew grammar teacher. And a lot of you are wondering, oh, I thought she's going to be a Jewish person. I'm Filipino, I'm sorry. we are going to learn the Aleph Bet. Can you say Aleph Bet? This is Aleph. And this is Bet. No. This is Bet. When you see the dot inside that letter. And when I remove that, it becomes vet. Okay, so that is Aleph Vet. If I remove it, Aleph Vet. Okay, that's where we get the alphabet. Okay. Yeah. You didn't know that, huh? Okay. I don't know if you have the syllabus. I don't want to waste my time reading the syllabus for you. You can read it at home. And you receive this single page. This is actually not from your workbook, from your textbook. This is from my textbook, from Hebrew University. I want you guys to learn this also on your own. Now, how to write. We provided you the two-page handout. A lot of people are like, oh my goodness, I'm going to write that? Looks Chinese to me, Miss Helen. It's Hebrew. Okay, so at home, go ahead and learn how to write those letters. Okay, I'm going to, this class is going to be fun. You know why? Because I am the best preschool teacher. Okay? So, let's start with the history of the alphabet. Okay, everyone, can you read this? Louder.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
Bravo! You can read without the vowels. In Hebrew, there's no vowels.
Whoa.
But you can read this without vowels, so what's the problem? Okay, there's no problem. The vowel points in the Hebrew system, those vowel points were invented in order to preserve the pronunciation of words. Okay? So here, you just read, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth without vowels. So that's what we're going to try to do. We're going to read without the vowels. All right. So here's the history. You see this? This is an ox, a head of an ox. That is also here in this little letter here, the letter Aleph. Originally, it was a picture of a bull, of an ox. It is a symbol of strength because the oxen are used to what? To plow the fields, you know, transportation. They're very, very strong because Israel is a very agricultural country. Okay? So, from the head of an ox to the modern Hebrew script, Aleph, right there. Now, Bereshit, in the beginning. So we will go in the beginning. This is actually the modern Masoretic text. You see those dots underneath? Those are the vowel points. Okay, this is the bet, and this is the eh sound, and this is the resh, and this is the eh sound, bere. And this is the shin with the e sound. So those little dots are the vowel points which are invented. So, anybody here who wants to quit now? All right. I'll help you, don't worry. We'll stick together. Okay, picture this. Look at this. This is how they say it. Alf. Alf. Okay, Aleph. Bait. Dig. That's a fish. Yad is a picture of a hand, which becomes the yod right here. Okay? And the kaf, you see the fingers there. The mayim, see the waves? Okay, let's move on. And here's more. But I want to go through each letter. There's the aleph, it's an ox, strength. The letter bet, it's a picture of a house. Have you heard of the word Bethlehem or Bethlehem? We sing it every Christmas. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. But it's actually Bethlehem. The word Beth is house. Lechem is bread. Jesus was born in the house of bread. And he said he is the bread of life. And he was placed in a manger where the animals eat from. Okay, bet or bet. Okay, the letter gimel, and you can see the gimel over there, is actually literally a camel. Dalet is a door. Hey, the word hey is a person saying, hey, hello. I'm revealing something. Remember this letter H. It's important. Vav is a picture of a nail, another very important letter. So we have the hey. You know what? This is what I'm going to do. We have the hey. And then we have the what? The vav. Okay. I'm going to put them here. Okay. Two important letters. Next is a Zion. The letter Zion is the number, is the seventh letter. Okay. It has the numeric value of seven. Now, each letter has a numeric value. Aleph is one, Bet is two, and so on and so forth. If you have read your book, then it should say that it has a numeric value. You understand that, right? Okay, so you notice that the Yod is 10 and the Kaf is 20. It's not 11. Don't ask me, I didn't invent this. Okay? So 20, 30, and then 100, 200, 300, and then the letter Tav is 400. Now, these five letters are the final letters. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Let's move on. Zion, because it's 7 o'clock. What time do we have to do a 7:30, right? The break. I need to give you a break at 7:30, so remind me. Craig, remind me. All right, the letter Chet. This is the problematic one. It's the number 8 letter. It's a picture of a fence or a tower. It protects. The letter Tate. Ay, ay, ay. Why is it that there's a snake in the alphabet, in the alphabet? It's a twisting snake. That's the letter Tate. It's right there. Yod. This is my Yad. This is my hand. And the letter Yod is a picture of a hand. And it's an important letter. Let's take that. Okay. So, next letter is Kaf. Kaf is the palm of your hand. Literally, Kaf. And Lamed. I love Lamed. Lamed is a picture of a staff. Okay, or a cattle goad, or a prick. That's the original picture of the letter Lamed. Mem, as the name says, Mem Mayim is water. It's still, the pictogram, the old pictogram is the waves of the ocean, okay? It shows chaos. Okay, Nun is a picture of a fish, you know, a living fish. Wiggly, wiggly fish. Next is Samek. I love Samek. Samek is a picture of a prop, something that supports something so it won't fall. It supports. Now, next is Ayin. The letter Ayin is a picture of an eye. It's easy to remember. Ayin, eye, picture of an eye. Okay? Next letter is, it's Pe. It's mouth, okay? And tzadi, where's my tzadi? Here's my tzadi. Picture of a hook. Have you heard of the word bet? What's bet?
House.
There is a place in Israel called Bethsaida. Tzadi is fish hook. Bethsaida is house of fish hook. Now, where did the guys, Peter, John, James, hang out? At Bethsaida. Why? Because they're fishermen. So it's probably a place where they buy the hooks, the fish hooks. The fish hooks. Okay, so that's Sadi. All right. So Kuf is the back of the head. Interesting letter. And Resh is a picture of a face of a man, a prince. Okay, that's Jim Caviezel. You know that?
Oh, yeah.
I love him. Well, Passion of the Christ. Shin is literally your teeth or tooth. Shin or ivory. And the last one is Tav, my most favorite. Tav is a picture of a cross. Really? There's a cross in the alphabet? Yes, there is. Because, well, the Jewish people who are very anti-Christian, they don't like our cross, but they have it in their alphabet. Here's the modern color, colored alphabet. All right. You remember when Jesus says, "Ego emi," Alpha, Chi, Omega. That's in Greek. I am Alpha and Omega. You think that Jesus was speaking in Greek?
No.
Okay. So Alpha and Omega. Alpha is the first letter of Greek alphabet, and Omega is the last letter. This is what I believe Jesus was telling John. They said it's John, that he is the Aleph and the Tav. Anochi, Anochi Aleph Betav. That's what he was saying. I am the first and the last. Aleph and Tav. That is Alpha and Omega in Greek. There you go. This is very interesting. Aleph is a picture of an animal, a bull. And then Tav, the last letter, is a picture of a what? A cross. And he said, I am the Aleph and the Tav. Originally in the pictogram, this is what he's talking about. What happens in the temple? What do they sacrifice? The animals. Who was the last sacrifice? The Tav, Jesus. This is what he's talking about also, I believe. Aleph Tav. That's the history of Aleph Tav. Hey, that's 22 letters. Congratulations. You know something new. Yay! Okay, so now we are going to talk about, real quick, about each letter. So, you know what? The reason why I wanted you to remember the Yod, and then the Hey, and then the Vav, and then the Hey, because this is the covenantal name of God. Yod, Hey, picture of the hand, Hey, revealing something. Vav, cross. Vav, male. And then another hey. Hand, behold. Nail, behold. This is the covenantal name of God. Yod, hey, vav, hey. The transliterated, this is Y. This is H. This is V. This is H. This is where we get Yahweh. Or Jehovah. Mm-hmm. Yod, He, Vav, He. The name of God. This is what God himself told Moshe. He told him that I am Adonai. Yod, He, Vav, He. Okay. And let's see. He also said, I am who I am. Who I am, is that what he said?
Yes.
Ehiye, asher ehiye. That word ehiye has the root from the word to be. So, we will talk about this in a little bit. There's a very, very cool teaching that I have been doing with my group. Every other Friday night, we're going through the book of Revelation. Yeah. So brave, huh? Talk about Revelation. Hey, love. And Yod. Okay, I need to put them back. Okay, so let's talk about each letter. Aleph. Can you say Aleph?
Aleph.
Actually, a silent letter. Okay? You don't pronounce it. Used to be there's sound, but we lost it. You know, the Masoretes don't know. Only if we put a vowel underneath. I'm going to introduce to you a vowel. Let's use this vowel point. If I put, not that one? Okay, let's just use this one. If I put this underneath the silent letter Aleph, you will say eh. But if I remove it, you don't say anything because that is a silent letter. Only when you see a vowel point underneath that you will pronounce it. Okay, this is A.
In Hebrew, there is no A, E, I, O, U. It's A, E, E, O, U. Okay? So, silent. Letter Aleph. The letter Bet, there's two of them. Can you see it? Okay. Okay. With a dot in the middle, it is B. Without the dot, it's V. Okay? And the letter Gimel. You notice that one gimel has a dot as well, but never mind that. It's the same sound, g, as in gut or god or goat. Okay, next will be the letter dalet. Uh-oh, went back. The letter dalet, and the letter dalet, you notice there's another dot. There's a dot on the dalet. Never mind that. It has the same sound. Duh, as in dot. All right, so the hey. Hey is the simplest letter because you just breathe. Can you say, hey? Okay? Hey, as in hot. Okay, so vav, can you say vav?
Vav.
The letter vav actually has two sounds, but in my class, we only sound it as v. Okay, not wa, v. All right. Now, the vav is a picture of the nail. Now, next is Zion. Oh, Zion is the letter Z. All right, this is your transliteration. The letter Z, as in Zot. Zion, and then Chet. Chet is the problematic one. It is one, when you say Bach. Bach. It's like it's a... It's on your glottal, right there. Okay. Now, next letter would be Tate. This is our letter T sound. T. And it's all in your little handout that I gave you. All right. So the next letter is Yod. Sounds Y. Yes. Okay. Now, the country Israel, Israel, that is the English size. You don't say Israel, you say Yisrael, because Israel starts with a letter Yod, with the letter Yod. Yod has the yah sound. Okay, let's see. Kaf, another problematic one. Kaf. When I put the dot in this letter, it has the k, as in kite. Without the dot, it sounds like this problematic one. Uh-huh. Okay? So remember that. Lamed is very easy. It's our letter L. La, 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 la. Okay? Lai, 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 lai. Lai, lai. Okay. So that's Lamed. Mem, my favorite. That becomes our letter M, as in mat. And noon. Oh, where's my noon? There you go. As in November. Easy. And you notice that, you know, the numeric value is on the right side, right-hand side. Samek. Samek. Looks like the moon when the moon is full moon. I love Samek. It has the numeric value of 60. Do you know that we have 30 bones here in your hand and another 30 bones here? 30 plus 30 is 60. And the priest, when they do the blessing, there's 60 bones on you. And then when they say the Aaronic blessing, Yevarekecha Adonai v'Yismerecha, that is a blessing. It is representing the Samech. And what is Samech? Support. Okay, you see the connection there? And you know that the Aaronic blessing, the one that I just said in Hebrew, has 16 letters. Cool. We're in my class when I taught about
the Aaronic blessing, the baby. Okay, it's beautiful. I wish I had time to share that with you. Okay, so Ayin. Ayin is another silent letter. It's a problematic letter. Okay, we will use this. Let's see. Here we go. Okay, so without any vowel points underneath this letter, you do not sound it out. Only if I have a vowel point. This is ah sound. I don't want you to name it yet because I don't want you to memorize a lot of stuff. This is, when you see this, looks like a letter T. It is the ah vowel. If I put the ah vowel underneath the ayin, then you can pronounce it ah. You cannot pronounce that, right? It's silent, but if I put an ah vowel, it's ah. 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 All right? Okay, this is your first vowel point. This is your ah sound. Ah as in father. Ah. Ah as in apple. Okay? Telling you, I'm a good preschool teacher. Okay, that's another silent letter. Next letter is the pe. Another one that has the dot. Okay, without the dot, it's as in father. With the dot, it sounds p, as in papa. Okay, p. Two sounds on this letter. Pe and fe. Okay, next letter would be sadi. I love sadi. Sadi resembles tzedek. Can you say tzedek? Have you heard of the word Adonai Tzidkenu? Adonai Tzidkenu is righteousness. Yeah. Yes, God or Lord of righteousness. This is the root word. This is the first letter of that word, tzidkenu, our righteousness. If you look at it, this is a man. This is the head, and this is, he's kneeling, and he's praying. You see that? That's tzaddik. All right? Righteousness. Even the letter shows that. All right, next would be the kuf. Kuf, as in kish. It has the same sound of kaf. When you put this inside that letter, it has a k sound. This and the kuf has the same sound. Okay? All right, so next letter would be resh. Resh as in burrito. Rosa, give me my burrito right now. Okay, so that is resh. Okay, this one, shin. If I put this on top, on the right side, this is the sh sound. If I put this on the left side, it's the S sound, okay? Now, let me show you something. Where is it? Shin. I'm missing my other shin. Okay, I got it. All right, so here, this is shin, and this is what?
Sin.
All right, this is sin, and this is shin. This dot is on the right? This is on the left. Sin is never right. Okay? Okay? Sin is never right. So a little way to learn, a little way to remember. Okay. And the next letter would be the tav. Now, again, there's a little dot right there. Don't forget it. So it's the same sound, t, as in table. All right. So I don't know what's next. Okay. Final letters. final letters. And I'm going to go here. The final letters means that, let's see here. Can you see there? This is the letter Kaf. This letter. When this letter is at the very end of the word, it becomes this. Kaf. Sofit. Or final sofit. You don't start a word with this. You end a word with this. And this has the value of 20. This is wrong. I need to call the manufacturer. Kaf, the sofit, or the final kaf, has the numeric value of 500. Remember, the tav is 400. The final kaf is 500. Now, this is the letter mem. The letter mem has a sofit as well, or a final form.
You're saying sofit, what is that?
Sofit is final.
Okay.
Maybe I should just say final. The word soft, the word S-O-F, soft, is end. Okay? So we just say final. Okay. Now the mem, look at the letter mem here. The letter mem here, it has an opening right there. The final mem is closed. Okay? So you end with this letter mem in a word. Okay? You don't use this at the end of the word. Okay, noon. Noon is here. All right? The regular noon. Oh, by the way, the mem has the 600 numeric value. The final noon, look at this one. This is the regular noon, and it drops its tail, and it becomes like this. Okay, easy. Okay, this is the final noon. You use it at the end of the word, and it has the numeric value of 700. The letter fe, here we go, the mouth. Okay, it drops the tail as well. Just like the noon, it comes like this, and then the fe, is this. It has 800 numeric value. Sadi. Sadi is from this one, the kneeling guy, praying, kneeling. It drops the tail also. It becomes like this. It has the 900 numeric value. So we see we have 100, 200, 300, 400, 500, 600, and where's the 1,000? We go back to Aleph. Aleph has two numeric values, 1 and 1,000. Okay? Do you remember the song Hatikva? Hatikva is the national anthem of Israel. It says, I have to sing the whole song to go to Alpayim. Okay, we don't have time for me to sing. Okay, here we go. And some of you have this already from my old class, right? Did I send this to you? But, you know, you can just write the value down. Okay, so we have 5 more minutes, and I need to finish. Let's see here. We are going to go to the vowel points. Okay, well, you know, let's go ahead and open for question and answer because we only have 5 minutes. Is there any question at all? Is there anyone who's quitting right now?
You are?
Yes.
How can you write it when it is like a A and U together and here?
A and U?
Uh-huh.
A is A.
A, the letter A?
There's no letter A. This is a
transliterated.
This
transliterated.
Yeah, that one.
This is the A sound, okay?
How about when it is that one and the U?
And then the letter U, you can't do that.
You cannot do it?
No, because this goes underneath the letters. Mm-hmm. Okay? Any other question?
Needed?
Yes.
So, what's the final letter for Aleph? Is it the same?
Aleph does not have a final letter.
I thought like that of the 1,000.
Oh, it has two numeric values.
Oh, okay. So
one and 1,000. Yeah. Aleph is very special.
Okay.
So how would you say that? Aleph.
Oh,
yeah.
When you get to 1,000, how do you say that?
Okay, so hi Claudia, go grab a chair. Okay, I forgot to ask, is there anyone here who is a credit student? I know Connie is audit, right? Okay, because credit and audit, they will have to take the midterm and final exam. Okay? If you guys want to take the midterm and final, let me know. Okay. So.
But how do you actually tell, is it 1,000 or is it 1? For example, I need to pay a salary. Oh, I've been paying $1.
It's the way you say it.
The way you say it? On the paper?
The way you say it in Hebrew, if Aleph is 1, Aleph is, when you say 2,000, you say Alephayim. It becomes plural.
Oh, 1,000.
1,000 is Aleph.
Aleph.
Alephayim is 2,000. Shalosh Aleph. Aleph is 3,000. You use this, by the way, that's a good question. You use this numeric value when you look for the verses in the Bible. If you give me a few seconds, I can find it for my stuff. Sorry. The way to do it is go to my desktop. This is my, where's my Bible? There you go. This is an ancient Bible app. Okay, I want to show you how these letters are used to number the verses in the Bible. This is actually, you see this, number 26 right here? This is how you write it in pictograph. This is the original that the Bible was written. You see that? We learned about the pictographs, each letter. See, this is 26? Okay, Kaf. What is the numeric value of Kaf?
20.
What's the numeric value of Vav?
Six.
Look at it. Kaf, Vav is 26. We use these letters also to number the verses. Okay? Where is this? This is Psalm 118. If you brought your Bibles, would you please go to Psalm 119? You guys know that? Do you know that the Lord did not leave us ignorant? In Psalm 119, you will see all the 22 letters of the alphabet. And it's in the acrostic form. Okay, did you find it?
Yes.
Psalm 119, you see Aleph, Bet, all of the Bibles. And you know that the whole Psalm 119 is divided, thank you, it's divided in 22 divisions. The first eight lines start with Aleph, the second division starts with Bet, Gimel, 22 divisions. Okay, and I'm trying to get it here. My system is not continuous. Scrolling is on. So, trying to show this to you, Psalm 119, but there you go. Okay, it's 7:30. And I need to give you a 10-minute break. Bathroom is outside the very by the door. The entrance.
But your name doesn't exactly translate.
Some names. Okay, we'll please be back by 7:40. There we go.
Sometimes they come out slightly different.
Right here.
Bo'u, can you say Bo'u? I'm telling everyone, say
Bo'u, come. Bo'u. Remember when God said to Noah, come into the ark? God said, Bo. Because God is talking to one person, Noah. Masculine, singular. Bo. Noah, bo into the ark, into the teva. Now, if there's more people, God would have said, Bo'u, Bo'u Noah, Bo'u Shem, Shem and Yapet, you know, Bo'u. Because Bo'u is plural for come. Now, if I am asking Jerry to come, I said, Jerry, Bo. Bo. One, singular, masculine. And if I want to ask Helen to come, I say, boy. Boy to girl, and Bo to guy. So don't get confused. I was in Israel and I was walking around Jerusalem and I saw this father with kids, you know, one boy and one girl. And he was saying, Bo to the little boy and boy to the little girl. Boy! Boy, boy to the little girl. All right. So this is what I'm talking about. You see this Aleph. That's the first verse in Psalm 119, Ashrei, Aleph, okay, another Aleph. So there's eight lines that start with Aleph, and then next eight lines that start with the Bet. Now, I use the letters, okay, here we go. You see that? Dalet is number four, Hey is number five, Gimel is number, verse number three. You got that? Okay, you see that Aleph, Aleph? And there's still Aleph. I'm sorry, this is a... Okay, now it's still Aleph. Now look at this. The Tate is nine, right? Then the verse now starts with the letter Bet. The first eight start with the letter Aleph. Okay, that's Psalm 119 for you. See the Bet, Bet? Okay, and then Gimel, Gimel. Okay, now this is important. Let me go here. Okay, look at number 14. Yod and what?
Dalet.
Yod and Dalet. That is 14, right? Okay, because 10... plus 4 is 14. Look at number 15. What is number 15?
Tav.
Tav? Oh, no. Hey. Tate and what? And Vav. Tate is 9. And Vav is? 6. 9 plus 6 is 15. How come it is not 10? And five.
It's God's name.
That's the first two letters of God's name. Yod Hey, remember? Yod Hey Vav Hey? That's how they respect the name of God. Now, next, you see that? 15. Next is 16. Okay, look at number 16. It's Tate and Zion. Tate. And Zion. Tate and Zion is what? 9 plus 7 is? 16. Why not Yod and Vav?
God's name.
Again, those two letters are in God's name. Yod Hey Vav Hey. All right? So that's how they number the verses in the Bible. So that is my old ancient Bible app. Okay, so I'm going to cross this out.
So those are the two exceptions.
Correct. To revere the name of God. Yes. Okay, so now we are going to do the vowel points. And this is my favorite. If I get this open. There you go. All right. There is no A-E-I-O-U in Biblical Hebrew. There is only A. You see it? A as in America, A as in Estonia, E as in Israel, U as in Ulaanbaatar, O as in Osaka. All right? So now, I want you to read this name. What is it?
Peter.
No, that's wrong. Pepe. If you go to Jerusalem or in Israel, you don't hear the people saying Peter. Hi, Peter. Shalom, Peter. No. Shalom, Peter. Bon. Bon amshik. Okay, Peter. This is how we're going to remember the vowel points, okay? A, E, I, O, U. Very good. So now I will have to rearrange this. Baket, Zion. All right. So, hey, Yod, where's my Dalet? Okay, we're going to learn the vowel points. Okay. The first vowel point I already introduced to you, right? What is this? Do not say the name of it. I don't want you to memorize other names. This is ah. When you see this, this is a letter. This is the ah sound. Okay? Now, there is another ah. And I am still looking for it. It's coming. There you go. There are three ah sounds. Okay? Not just one. Welcome to Hebrew. This is ah. The long ah. And this is the regular ah, still ah, and this is the shortened ah, as in alone. This is ah as in apple. This is ah as in what? Ask. Okay, so we have three kinds, ah, ah, and ah. Okay, if I put this, so you guys know the sounds of these letters, right?
Yes.
What is the sound of this letter? As in burrito. So if I put the ah vowel point under the rah, who said rah? Very good. So we have rah. Bravo. Okay. Now if I want to shorten it, we have a little bit. Silra. And this one? Silra. Okay. So remember these three, okay? Don't forget them. Ah sound. Ah sound. Okay. So in your book, there's names. I forget those names. Just remember these. Okay. So if I want to put this ah sound under the duh consonant, what is this?
Da.
Very good. Very good. Hey, we have progress. See, you can read now. Yes, you do. Just remember it's three vowel points, okay? There, stick it there. Okay, so next letter next vowel point is what?
A.
We have three A. Don't say, oh my God. The long A. I don't want to say here. I don't want to hear A.
A.
Another
A.
A. And the shortened
A.
Just like the A. All right? So again, we have three kinds. The A and the A and the A. All right?
Now
the
shortened.
So, yes.
The shortened vowel points.
Mm-hmm.
Have the double. Always have the double.
Correct. Good catch. Oh. Look.
On the right.
Very good, Craig.
They're always on the right.
Correct. Shortened. It has the extra, like, colon, two dots. Okay? Very good catch. 100 points. All right.
Yeah. What's good now? No credit.
So again, Okay, so now let's apply what we have learned. What is this? What is this? What is this? What is? You guys are so good. Good, good, good. All right. So what about this? Without the dot? Very good. So you know the point, right? So what if I put this underneath the that design? What about here? What about this one? The segol. What about this? Say. Very good. Cherry. Good one. Okay, what about this? Got the point, right? Isn't it fun? Tell me yes, it's fun.
Yes.
Okay, now you can read. So now, what's next? E as in? It's Israel or India. There's only one Isa. Yes! Okay, if I put this underneath
E.
Underneath the ayin, still E because these are silent letters. What if I put it under the yod?
E.
Oh my God, you guys are good. Underneath the tzadi? Underneath the
E.
Without the dot?
P.
Very good. What about this?
Me.
Okay. You got the point. You guys are good. What's next vowel point?
Oh.
It's a little bit complicated. Okay. So let's start with you're gonna kill me, you guys. Okay. This is a square. You notice there's a dot on top, right? Mm-hmm. Right here on the right side. What we're going to do is we're going to put a consonant letter inside the box. Let's say I put the letter resh inside, and this is the O sound.
Ro.
All right. Now, let's put the letter hey inside the box.
Oh.
The dalet.
Do.
The gimel.
Go.
The vet.
Go.
Oh. What about the mem?
No.
So we put the letter inside the box, right? Well, not literally, you know. Just imagine that this is right there. Okay? Because when you write, I don't want you to put a box. I don't want you to put a box. Okay. So that goes on top, right? Tan, 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 tan. Okay, we're going to do. Obo, go, do, hobo, zo, ho, to, yo, ho. All right? All right, so that's the O sound. There's another O sound. And this one. Now, we are going to put this alongside the letter. And that will make it oh, okay? So I'm going to put this by the tab. It becomes to. Alongside, right? To. What about this?
To.
Because tate has the same sound. Tate and tab. What about the chet? Okay, so when you see, this is the thing though. Let's say this is the chet. Okay, this does not have any pointing underneath. Okay, but if it if this vowel point comes alongside here, it is what? Ho. If this one has this and that, this is not ho. This is he and ro. Because this is a vowel with the dot, just like this one, remember? Oh my gosh, okay, forget that.
So.
Okay.
So,
Levi.
Quiet.
Okay.
Quiet.
Yes, it's great.
By itself, it just be vol.
Yes.
Just by itself.
By itself, it's vol. But if it goes alongside a letter that does not have any vowel pointing underneath, this is ro. Ho. So. Fo. Ho. Got it? Got it? Okay. Another O sound is this. It looks like the A sound, right?
Yeah.
But look, there is that thing again, crazy.
It's like
it's short.
Yeah, but it's not. But this is not the A, because the A short A is this, but this becomes O. Okay. So there's actually how many O sound?
Three.
Four. Because the A breaks the rule. In unaccented, he said, I am quitting now. This sometimes has the O sound, not very frequent. Okay, so don't freak out, okay? So focus on these three. Okay. When we encounter a word like chokmah means chokmah, chacham, chokmah is wise, okay? It starts with this, the vowel point. Okay, the vowel point under the chet is this. And then there's more letters here. You don't, we don't read it as kha, but kho. Okay, so, but I'm just telling you now that the O sound, there's four of them, okay? But we will concentrate on these three only for now. O, alongside, and then this one. With the two dots. Oh. Okay, let's practice. What about, let's see.
Oh.
Oh.
So.
So.
To.
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 So.
So.
So. So. So. Very good. Very good. Now, remember this, you know. Oh, somebody poke you on the head. Oh, okay. Now, la. Ooh. Oh, wait a minute. Did I show this to you guys? Oh, I have two of them. Oh, never mind. Okay. Here. Ooh, as in Uzbekistan. Ooh, as in Ulaanbaatar. When you put this underneath, look at this. Three of them. Underneath these letters. Okay, that's a silent letter. So if you put this underneath the ala. You guys are excellent. Can you imagine how you're reading already? So that's actually a syllable. Okay. One consonant, this is a consonant, and a vowel is a syllable. Cool. It's a syllable. It's an open syllable. Now, remember, mem, if it is not at the end of the word, okay, it is this this form. If it is at the end of the word, what? How do you say this in what's the sound? Okay, so this is an open syllable. Ku. Ku. When we add the mm sound, I want you to read.
Ku.
Yes! You're reading.
I am so proud.
Okay, kum. Kum. This is a closed syllable. Open syllable. Close syllable, kum. Kumi ori kiva ore. Kum means rise up. To amen. Levi, kum. I'm asking Levi to rise up. Remember Jesus said, kumi? To the little girl? Because Jesus was talking to a little girl, he said, kumi. Kum to amen, kumi to a girl. Kumitalita. Come, little girl, remember? He raised that little girl from the dead. Talita, it says, in English it says, rise up, little girl. Wrong translation. Talita is actually from the Aramaic word talieta, lamb, little lamb. Jesus said to the dead girl, Kumi Talita, rise up, my little lamb. See, when you learn all these beautiful connections, this is really, really beautiful. Oh, the tears. Okay. Ooh, underneath the consonants. Just like this one, it goes alongside a consonant and it becomes do. But if we put this one, this is a verb with the dot right there in the middle, it becomes do. 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 So. Su. So. Su. Okay? When you see this, you go, this is what you remember. Ooh. Somebody hit you in the gut. Ouch. Ooh. Okay? Got that? Okay. You are learning a lot. If you go to your textbook, you know, it will just add a little bit more. I am not following the textbook right now, but everything that I have introduced, actually, except for the pictograph, in the textbook. Okay, so next problematic vowel point. It's actually not considered as a vowel point. It is actually a vowel point, what am I saying? It's called a shva. Can you say shva?
Shva.
Okay. A shva is sometimes it is a full vowel, sometimes it's not.
What kind of vowel? Good.
Let's say I'm gonna write a word in English. Okay. The word speak. Okay? You see these two letters?
Speak.
Okay? Now in Hebrew, if we translate this in the sounds, okay? If you translate this in Hebrew, we will find the S sound. Let's try the samet. Okay? And then the P sound, what is the P sound?
Pay.
Where's my pay? Okay, pay with the dot, right? And then it has the E vowel sound, E. So what are we going to put underneath?
The one dot.
This one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, right there. Aha, uh-huh. Right there. And the ka sound, what is it?
Ka.
Ka. Where's my ka? Oh, ka. This one?
The final one.
Okay. So, speak. Okay, this is the S sound, this is the P sound, and this is your vowel, this is the E, and then this is the K sound. But you know what? At the end, it has the kha sound, so we're not going to use that. We're going to use the k. Okay? Speak. Now, this is what I'm going to put underneath the first letter. Speak, like shema. Okay? We do not use the shortened A, again, shepik. It's speak. You got that? Okay.
It's kind of silent.
Maybe, yes. But the thing is, Shabba, I'm breaking the rules here. Shabba is just so hard. We are going to talk about Shabba because Shabba is sometimes vocal and sometimes at the first, underneath, if it is underneath the first consonant of the word, it is vocal. So this is going to be shepik. Shepik instead of speak. Okay? Shepik. So we are going to choose another word. Okay? Are you recording that, Phil?
No.
No. Okay. What we're going to do is we will find another one. Ayin Pei Kuf Samet. Okay. Let's do Shema. Haha. Shema. What are we going to do? What are we going to use? The Shin. This one?
Yes.
Perfect. Shema. Okay. And what's the next letter?
Mem. Mem Sopi?
Oh, this one. Okay. So, Shema actually has three root letters. It is not. We are going to add this. These are the three letters of Shema, meaning here. Shema, Israel. Okay. Now, when you see Shema, you will see this. And you will also see the, where's my bubble point right here? I believe it is up at top. Oh, sorry, the A, the short A. Shema. You see what I'm talking about? Shema. Okay.
Why would the short vowel point be the M, or the Mem instead of the I?
It's silent. It's silent. Correct. Okay. Short af has the same consonant. Short af? Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Do you have your Tanakh?
No. Oh, okay. I just want to find out if I'm doing it correctly. I need to go to my... When I say Tanakh, I don't want you to...
Say, what is she talking about? Tanakh, Tanakh is Old Testament. Okay? This is my Hebrew Tanakh, and I am going to Deuteronomy 6:4, and I will have to find the pointing. I was right. Shema is with a middle A, okay? This is Shema. So this is actually not a full vowel, okay? Shema. Not a full vowel. We will talk about the Shema later on in our class. Okay, at this point, any questions? No? Okay. Anybody quitting right now?
I'm quitting.
Okay. So let's see what's next. All right. There you go. So, like what we have learned, you see my pointer right there? Let me get my pointer. You see this one here? That's the A sound. Another A sound. Another A sound. Do not pay attention to this. Just remember the vowel sound. A, 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 A. There's another A. And that is when you add the hey at the end. Okay? And it's going to be a long A. Ah, okay.
Ma.
Ma. Very good. Like, ma. That is actually a word right here. Ma. When I say ma, I mean, I'm asking you what? Ma? Ma is what? Interrogative pronoun, what? So, if you add, let's say, la, 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 okay. This one, and where's my hay? And then I put my A sound. Is that a, yeah. Okay, there you go. Mm-hmm. How do we read this?
Sa.
Okay, and we, you just, okay, replace.
Sa.
And so on and so forth. So actually, there's four sounds. Okay? When you add the hey, it becomes longer. Okay. So next one. Look at the A. A has so many of them. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. But right now, I want you to concentrate on the first three, okay? The one that we talk about, right? All right. Just like the ma, the a sound, we also have the me. Okay, don't pay attention to this yet, okay? We have ma and me. And you see, this is the Shabbat that I was that I'm talking about. You see this? You see this? When you transliterate it, it is an upside down eh. Shiva. Okay? Because it's not a full vowel. Got it? It's not a full vowel. Okay, so next is the me. Okay. Me actually has two. E has two. One with the yod. When you see this, me, this is actually a word. Like ma, what, me is who. Who. Mi kamocha. Mi kamocha. Who is like you among the gods? You got it. Mi ka is like, mocha is you. Who is like you? Mi kamocha. Mi kamocha. Ba'elim Adonai, that is in Exodus 15. This is a song by the Israelites after they crossed the Red Sea. Okay, A-E-I-O. Here we go. There's a lot of O. Talk about this already. See that? This is O and O. And that one. And the vav alongside, and the one with the hey, mo. The name Shlomo. What is Shlomo?
Solomon.
The mo in the name Shlomo ends with that syllable. Shlomo. Slow motion. Okay. The oo. Oo is easy because that's what we talked about earlier. And those are. Those are the vowel points. Okay, you just have to look into your workbook, textbook, and memorize it. Okay, so I don't know what's next, but here we go. Are you ready to read Genesis 1:1?
Sure.
You'll be surprised. All right. So this is not a full vowel, but there is a letter be. Be. Okay? So there's the B sound with a half vowel. So this is B. Oh, look at the resh. It has that vowel. So what do we have here? Bere. Bere. All right? Ooh, you're reading. Bere. Okay. The aleph does not have any pointing. So that means
you do not
read it. That's silent. Oh, look at this. What is this?
Shin.
And what's underneath the shin? The E. So we have bere shin. And now there's a last letter. The last letter is the tav. And it has a t sound. So when we read it, it says bere. Sheet. Bereshit. You just read in beginning. Not in the beginning. In beginning. In the, you know, to make it smooth in English, we add the in the beginning. But literally it's in beginning. Now you notice this resh and aleph and shin. That is the root word of this word. Rosh. Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is Rosh Head Shanah Year. Head of the year. Rosh Hashanah is the new year. The new year in Tishrei. In Tishrei. the month of Tishri, in September. Okay, so that means it is in head, in beginning, which is in English, it's in beginning. We did not, in English, we did not translate it as in the head. Okay, but beginning. Now, the tav here shows that this word becomes an abstract word. Okay, abstract, reshit, beginning. And it is in a feminine form. Whenever you see a word, most of the words that ends with a tav, the tav, it's feminine. Like the word kayal. Kayal is a soldier. Kayelet is a lady soldier. Okay? Eshet. Ish. Ish is a man. Isha is a woman. But there's also eshet, means a wife. Eshet Kayil is the virtuous woman in Proverbs 31. It ends with a T, the sound T, Eshet, feminine, just like Reshit, in head. Okay, woo, I like this because this is easy. You look like the ah. Now, let's pronounce it. What is this letter? Ba. And then this is the resh. Ra. Read it. Oh, yes. And we don't read the A. The Aleph, because it's silent, right? So we have Bereshit Bara. In head. Bara is a full sentence in Hebrew. Bara means he created. Third masculine singular past tense. Bara. Bara. He created. Who created? Who's doing this creation? This guy here. Let's read it. Oh, look at that. Looks familiar? Eh. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Now we are applying what we have learned. Look at this. Lamed with a dot on top. What is that? Low. So, Elohim. Elohim is? God. So we have in head created God. That is the syntax of Hebrew. It's backwards. The verb comes first. Okay? Then the subject. The subject is Elohim. Elohim created. When did he create?
In the head.
Yes.
Is Elohim plural?
Elohim is plural. When you... Good questions. You're tricking me. Okay. When I said bara is third masculine singular past tense. 3MS. Third masculine singular. Remember that. 3MS. However, our subject is plural. Elohim is plural for El. El is God. Elohim is gods. Why in the world that Elohim here is using a third masculine singular? I don't know the answer. Maybe you know. Okay, so let's go back. Bereshit bara Elohim. Look at that. Very good, Nanette. Share for that. 200 points. Okay. F is right there. And then the next letter is ta. Okay, F. What is F? Aleph Tav. I am the Aleph Tav. I am the Alpha and Omega. We'll go there. But et here is a direct object marker. What is the direct object? The direct, what did he create? What did God create?
The heavens.
The heavens. The ha here is the article the. T-H-E, the. Shamayim is heavens. You notice the im and the im here? That shows plurality. So, this is pointing to what Elohim is created. He created the heavens. The heavens, not just the heavens, not just a heaven. The heavens. It's definite. Definite, direct object marker. Whenever there is a definite object, you will see this et. It's pointing. What did he create? Et Hashemayim. Pointing to the definite direct object. You got that?
The
article ha. The in English that makes the noun Shemayim definite. Okay, the heavens. What did he create? The heavens. This heaven. The heavens. And what? This letter, what is that? Okay, this is a vav. When you put two dots underneath, it's ve. It is the conjunction and, A and D. And, okay? This is conjunction and. Okay, he created the heavens and the. And there's another et, just like this et. This is another direct, definite object marker. Okay, this is a pointer. It's pointing, this et is pointing to the what? The definite noun, definite object. This is ha, the. Okay, let's read it. Ha, aretz. Aretz is?
Earth.
You just read the first line in Genesis, in the Tanakh, in Hebrew. Okay, let's do it again. Ready? Bereshit. Et Haaretz. In beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes, sir.
I have two questions for you. So the plural Elohim being gods and bara create,
yes.
It also says bar son and alef authority, son's authority.
Yes.
And then isn't Shaim also mean fire water?
Yes. Bara, the word bar actually is a Aramaic word for sun. And then the ah in Aramaic, this letter Aleph is the article ha. So this bara means also in Aramaic the sun. But this is all, you know, other connections. But what he's saying, according to the rabbinic literature, this is rabbinic, this is outside the Bible, according to the Mishnah or the Midrash, okay? These are all big words, but Midrash means inquiry and Mishnah means commentary, okay? The word esh. What is esh? What is, how do you pronounce this? Yeah. And this one, how you pronounce?
Well, whatever.
Okay, when we put this together, I put these two dots under the aleph. What do we have? Esh is fire. Esh is fire. Now, it says in the rabbinic commentaries that God created the esh. Okay, the aleph being silent, it dropped. Okay, so it's not here. So in the beginning, God created esh, and mayim means water. In the beginning, God created fire and water. What's up there? What's when the negative molecule hit the positive negative? Exactly, fire and water. There's water all over the atmosphere. when in the beginning God created fire and water. That again is according to the rabbinic literature. Okay? Mm-hmm. To answer your question, sir. Okay, more minutes. You know what? I didn't even get to my other. Okay, let's see. Okay, so we are for 5 minutes. We're gonna go do some syllabification, syllables, because you guys are so good. First day of school, you guys are reading. Can you believe that? Oh, all right. Look at this. Okay. Remind me next week. Next week is Valentine's Day, Thursday. So. You guys, if you miss the class, you're going to miss this. Holy, holy, holy. Oh, Lord God Almighty. We're supposed to have this as a devotional, but I got carried away talking about A-E-O-U. Okay, so let's read. Oh, it's right there. Let's read the first syllable. Ah, you're reading that. Don't read this. What about this?
No.
This is it. All right. So let's take a look at mar. Okay, mar is mem and resh, and underneath is the asan. So mar. And so when you transliterate it, it is the letter M. The letter A, consonant A, vowel A, and
R.
All right, so how many elements are there? One, two, three. One, two, three. Okay, that is a closed syllable. Consonant, vowel, consonant. If I write this one, I have an open syllable. Ma, ma. Open. And this one is closed syllable. Okay? So that's how you're going to learn how to read. Okay, so next. All right, here we go. Let's read the first line. Okay, let's syllabify. Syllabify. Noon and then the A and then the resh. We have?
Yeah.
We have one, two, three components. We have three here in transliteration. Okay, let's read this one. Mean. So what letter are we going to put here?
M.
The letter M, and then what are we going to put here? N, because this sounds ma, and this is na. And you notice that the noon is the final? Noon. Okay, let's read the next one. Ram, ram, ah, big ah, ram. Is it a close or open syllable?
Close
syllable. Okay, so the resh is, what's the sound in English?
R.
So we put a letter R here, and then the letter?
M.
Oh, look at this. We're using the final mem. Yes, of course, because that is the last letter of the word. So we have ram. One, two, three. One, two, three. You got it? Got the idea?
I'm tired. No sleep. Okay.
Uh-oh. Okay, so you guys are good. We actually did a very, we covered a lot, and you guys did so good. Now we are talking about one syllable. Now let's take a look here. Some of these words have two syllables. Are you ready for the two syllables? Okay, so let's read this. Yeah, you can read this because it's pointing to that. Okay, let's see. Now, I wonder what this is.
Now, you see here, this is a letter H with a dot. In your little handout that we gave, okay, this one, you see each letter has a transliteration. If you look at the letter Chet, you see a transliterated letter H with a dot. So you will pronounce this kh. So this is ach. Ach. Okay? That's one syllable. What about this one? Can we read? Na'ar. Na'ar. Where is na'ar? There you go. Listen carefully. Oh, look carefully. The noon is transliterated to N, and then this vowel point is A. Look at the ayin. Ayin is silent. We do not have transliteration for that letter because it's silent. So you use this one, kind of like upside down comma. Yes. And then another A sound, and then the resh. Na'ar. I want you to pronounce it or read it as na'ar.
Na'ar.
Na'ar is a young man. Har is a mountain. One mountain. Har. Ach is brother. Ach. Where's my letter Aleph? Oh, here. Ach. What is the picture of the Aleph? It means strong, right?
Strong.
Very strong. Strength. And what's the picture of the cat? A fence. What does fence do to us? It protects us. The word ah in the pictogram is strong
protection.
A strong fence, strong protection. You know the word ah means brother? Your brother is your strong protection. You are supposed to protect your brother. That's why Jesus, God said, Elohim said to Cain, where's your brother, Cain? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Ah. Strong protection means brother. And with that, we are going to close. Thank you, everyone. We will continue, and we will continue on doing the syllabification. Did you learn something tonight?
Yes.
Or your heads are exploding?
Yes.
Homework? This is your homework. When you come back to class on Thursday, I want you all guys to memorize the alphabet and the vowel points. Because we're going to be doing a lot of reading. And in your book, I think it's chapter 2, try to memorize the vocabulary, the words. And the handouts that we gave away, please practice writing. Let's pray. Let's all stand. Praise the Lord. Okay, Pastor Levi, can I ask you to close us in prayer?
Sure. Lord God, thank you for this evening. Thank you for everything we learned. Pray keep us safe as we go home. And help us to rest from all the knowledge we have. And thank you for this class. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Yabarakaka. You guys go in peace.
She sent me that. She sent me those pictures. I don't know if that's enough, though.
Thank you, Phil.
Yeah, you're fine.
I attended the Saturday.